What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Nerd Cubed. With me,
Sean,
and Tim,
and I'm Scott. And we also tonight have a special guest, my little brother,
Ryan.
And so, first off, tonight is going to be a very spoiler-heavy episode about Fear the Walking Dead. So, if you're not up to date on that, then yeah, go do that and then come back and listen to this, or you're gonna hear pretty much everything that's going on so far. Yeah. So, what do you guys think of it so far?
This has definitely been a very interesting show. Very story-driven this time. I'm sure a lot of people were definitely going in here after seeing recent episodes of The Walking Dead and just expecting it to be gore-heavy. But the way they've been going with the story, I like it. And then some of these characters...
It's gore-heavy in here, holy shit.
Oh, yep, getting attacked by a cat. Crazy. But that's what happens.
We have a Chihuahua cat feud going on in the living room right now.
It's
so
terrifying.
We got our own little gore fest going on here.
Sorry, I didn't interrupt.
Luckily, there was no blood.
No, there was almost.
Not yet.
Ryan tried throwing the cat at me.
I was trying to get him off, and he had his claws dug into the chair, and I couldn't get him.
Oh, exactly. But yeah, it's like I can understand where they're going. And so with the way that the story is going, it's like I can understand how they wouldn't know exactly how to approach a. They don't have a word for zombies in this sort of world situation. I mean, that's why they took them so many shots to realize, oh, maybe we should just shoot them in the head. And right now, I don't think they know that's what they're supposed to do. They just happen to shoot a bunch of times and then eventually hit them in the head. So,
well, if you shoot anything in the head, it'll die.
You hope.
Well, yeah, hopefully.
Unless it's a Hydra, because you kill one and then two heads grow back.
That'd be terrible.
Well, see, and I still don't
think
they had
that. That's why you don't mess with Hydra.
I don't think they had that figured out still yet, though, because of the hospital scene. They're still shooting him in the chest repeatedly.
Yeah,
in the newest episode. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the riot. And the riot, too. They just saw that cop eating that other cop.
Yeah. I know.
That's not normal. They were like, oh, he just must be on bath salts.
Well, and that's what I was talking about earlier. Like, how do you just see people eating people and you're more worried about breaking into a barber shop? Like, get your priorities straight, because you need to think about your own life.
People thinking too much. I don't get it. I don't like the fact that, like you said, if I saw people eating anybody, even if it was just, you know...
A nibble?
No,
that's not right.
I mean, even if I didn't know what a zombie was...
Oh, but still,
if I saw a group of people starting to just munch on my people around me, I'd be like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Zombie or not.
And that dad is just an idiot.
Terrible choices.
Exactly. And that's
horrible.
Where I think that older guy had it right in this episode. You know, obviously he shot the dude in the head and he had the right intention teaching the kid about the gun and whatnot. So
the difference between birdshot and buckshot.
The barbershop owner? Names?
Oh,
is that,
I
forget his name, man. I know.
It's something Salazar.
I really wish.
It's Salazar, I know that. I remember
it's still
that.
So new that, you know.
Yeah,
I don't want to just say older Latino gentleman.
This one of those
things
where we're
going
to.
The names here.
Well, good.
Yeah, I'll pull it up and we'll.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll just keep going in the meantime.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Salazar family, the guy that owns the barbershop. Yes. I understand that you think he's well aware of what's going on. I think he knows a little bit more than everybody else. I agree with you.
Yeah.
But I still... The comment about the sickness won't spread, that just shows to me that he has no idea what's going on.
Yeah, he's still oblivious to a degree, but... Comparatively speaking,
he knows for a fact that those whatever's happening needs to be shot.
Yeah, at least he has that down, you know.
Yes,
he has more of a chance of survival at this point than you know the dad that's married to the two chicks or whatever.
Who's taking out the trash?
Three's Company. I like it. You know? It's weird. It's weird.
His character name, Daniel Salazar.
What's his name?
Daniel
Salazar. Oh, yes, the
Salazar
family.
Okay, Daniel, that's his name. Okay, he's a smart-ass, too. I like his character for the most part, but I don't think he'll last.
Oh, he's been in a lot of movies,
he's hard-headed.
Well, didn't he have your favorite quote of the episode too, Timmy?
Oh, God. Yes, he does.
But now that I put you on the spot.
No, I got it now. Stop. Yeah, you put me on the spot, so it just kind of doesn't come out right.
Take your
so,
time.
So he said that the nice people are going to be the ones that die first.
They're the weakest, yes.
And that's true for the most part. You're going to try to save the most people, you're going to die. That's why I've always said if I'm around people that can't carry their own weight in the zombie apocalypse, goodbye. I love you, but goodbye. You're an awesome person, but goodbye. I don't ever
and
care.
It usually takes losing a few before they figure that out.
So. I mean, I may not be the most physically fit person, but at least I have a plan. If that plan goes sour, I'm not going to try to take the lead on anybody else, and I'm not going to try to save anybody else. It's not... I'm sorry. It's about me.
Unless, obviously, it's friends or family. Of course, right? Damn your dick. He's kind of a dick.
If you want to come with me and help, yeah, I'm down to help you too and watch your back. But more eyes are better than one, but... When it comes down to it, I'm not going to run into a horde of zombies.
I mean, I'm not saying help grandma. That's probably not your best choice, dude. Like,
I'm not going to pull a Rick and Daryl situation and just ride in there and shoot guns blazing. No.
Or Tyrese in the back of that car.
If there's like one or two, yeah, I'll be there. If there's like 10... I'm out.
Well, if you know for sure,
I'm not Shane. I'm not gonna shoot you in the leg. Sorry, I know I'm not talking about Fear of the Walking Dead anymore, but I'm not Shane. I'm not gonna shoot you in the leg and keep going like you did to Otis. But
yeah, I mean, if there's no chance to save him, then maybe.
Yeah, but
I wouldn't
I'm not
just
gonna
bail
take you
on
out.
Someone.
No, I'd help you out as best as possible because I'd watch your back. You'd watch mine look better.
Yeah,
especially when you're in a. Enclosed area around corners because SWAT teams have teams of three. Two people to check the corners, the one to watch the front.
Yeah.
So, do you think the wife feels guilty at all for not killing the neighbor lady when she had a chance?
Well, nothing happened to the old man. He didn't get bit.
That we know. We don't know what
they
happened.
They just said
to
that they.
Covered in the infected's blood.
Yeah, but who knows what they
see,
actually
he's probably,
did with
he's,
him.
Yeah, I think he's quarantined or something.
Yeah,
like, I think
not
they're
just
gonna
dead
him.
In a ditch, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to run some tests before he's dead in a ditch, I'm sure.
Yeah.
The fact that he's gone missing in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd feel bad too.
Yeah, they're all going to be quarantined at some point. I mean. They're going to have questions like, what's causing this? How come certain people are turning? Until, I guess, they realize that it's only the recently deceased. But again, you got to pay close attention to the morgues. And who knows, what if this happened on a day where everybody's off? And nobody's paying attention to the morgues.
Everybody's off?
Like a Sunday or something like that. You know, so I bet there's one day where nobody's at the morgue.
Dude, you work in retail.
I don't
you
know about
don't
that.
Get Sundays off.
I don't think they literally let bodies just stack up for Monday.
Well, you know, they're like, well, what if...
Monday, like, we gotta
Sunday's
deal with dead bodies.
Yeah, but sometimes Sunday's not a good day for a funeral.
Well, I don't know, well...
Wouldn't that be
like,
most people's day for a funeral?
Only actual
because,
day
like,
off.
Religious people would be all about
that. I'd rather waste a work day going to a funeral.
That's just fucked up.
I know.
Thanks, Grandma. Thanks for giving me a day off.
Oh, shit.
You're talking about watching your family and friends getting eaten alive.
He's saying he would rather schedule a funeral on a day off or on a day of work instead of a day off already. That's rude.
You got days you need to
I lose. Mean, it's probably it's fair because usually most companies pay for it, so you might as well get something out of the sadness.
He does have a point.
You know,
I'm done. You got me.
You know?
I'm not going to say anything.
That's a two and a shame.
Yeah, I guess.
He's not trying to like go and hook up at these things.
No.
If anyone would,
I just kind of had to look at him for a second.
It is Sean.
Sean would. Sean, if there's a website for it, he's been there.
No, I don't think
Oh,
anymore.
That's terrible.
Oh. Just think the only one I never actually used was Plenty of Fish. And
don't
lo and
know.
Behold, it works for some people.
if you like... Weird shaped
well,
heads.
Well, it worked for my uncle. I know that much.
Where that won't. Yeah.
Lots of perfume.
So back to fear. The fucking drugged out kid.
I don't think
the son. Did we not get names?
He's kind of a dick.
Yeah, they're all right up in front of us.
I can't believe we don't know any of the names.
Yeah,
yet.
We were not prepared.
His name is Nick Clark.
I haven't gotten that attached to anyone yet, so I'm bothering me.
Exactly, that's the thing.
Yeah, the first thing we do is
yeah, because usually more people die.
Nick is his name.
Nick. Okay. What do we feel about him?
He just needs to go away. He's a liability.
Right. I kind of enjoyed watching him get hit by a car in the first episode. That should be a reoccurring theme.
and the way he talked to his mom, that was just dirty.
Right? Get me drugs!
It's your fault I'm on drugs. You need to give me more drugs.
Yeah. That's not enough. I need more.
You risked yourself and Eugene Jr.
He's a big kid. Can I have my knife back? Yeah, I know. That was interesting.
My mom would slap me in the mouth if I said that shit to her.
I know.
Yeah.
My mom has. I'm just kidding.
And then the daughter's... Yeah. what's her name?
I love my mom.
I think her name is Alicia?
Alicia. She's just kind of clueless.
The daughter? Yeah. Then when I hear the name, I know who they are. I just don't know them.
I just gave her a different spelling of her actual name for the
character.
I
know Sue. I remember Sue.
Sue, the zombie lady?
Yeah.
Please let me eat your brains. I'm not going to break down the fence or anything. Just come here.
Right.
The mom was kind of...
just sitting there drinking.
She was the least aggressive zombie I've ever seen.
You want happy
ending?
She's
very friendly
about
the way she was
Madison
approaching it.
Clark would be the mom, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, she was teasing poor Miss Sue the zombie.
Just
standing right out of arm's reach of that poor old lady. I don't know. I don't know about her. She's a badass, but she's fucked up.
She couldn't bring herself to do it then. I don't know if she'll be able to bring herself to actually kill one of them when she has to. Except for she didn't hesitate with the fire extinguisher, so I guess there's that.
It's not her fault. It was her clueless husband who's still taking out the trash.
Along with the neighbor.
You mean, that dead body?
Well, he told her that he believes that they could still be saved, and it's not her choice to take its life if it has a slight chance of surviving.
Yeah, because they don't know, again, what they're dealing with. They think there is a cure.
Which they always do for some odd reason. Again, if I see a horde of people just mauling other people... I'm not just going to think
there's hope.
And as well, if I walk into a living room and dude's eating a dog, come on, man. And then he looks up and clearly he's dead, obviously. And
We're going to get that dog to a vet now.
Come on, dude, you're just sick. You're just sick. Stop.
Please stop talking.
He's trying to bite your face, bro.
he's taking sushi to the extreme. He's like, I like raw fish. Maybe my dog is good.
Oh man, come on.
Terrible. A lot of people have been asking for a gory episode, and this was a lot gory of an episode.
Oh yeah, when he blew the zombie's face right off with the bird shot.
Took two shots, that was awesome. I bet a lot of people didn't quite catch that it was bird shot, and that's not going to penetrate the school yet, because nobody understands that you can't.
I bet Dick Cheney knew it was bird shot. He's like, I've seen that before. he'll be apologizing to you in a couple days.
No, that was funny. I was alive for that.
Did anyone else catch the guy's facial expression when he did blow his head off finally? Because it was classic. I don't know if he paused it on there. I did the first time I watched
it. He just had one hell of an O-face.
What's his name? The Indian dude or whatever he is.
I think he's Hispanic, like I've said.
Cliff Curtis is
Salazar, Daniel Salazar.
No, not him.
No. His name is Travis in this.
Travis.
Travis.
But no, his face when that dude blows the zombie's face off. Daniel blows his face off, the guy makes the funniest facial expression. It was actually pretty good acting. He might have actually shit his pants when he did it. Because, I mean, that's commitment, and you gotta give him credit for that. But again, I don't think his character's gonna last very long because he's pretty stupid.
Honestly. Yeah, I don't know. That guy's pretty dumb. I don't like the dad. I like Daniel. Hopefully he stays in it. I like how the fact that when he saw military, he said it was already too late. That made me happy.
It makes me think he knows what's happening with his wife's leg and stuff like that, because it's going to be bad.
If he knew what was happening with his wife's leg, he would have went Herschel style and chopped that shit off.
Oh, for sure.
I told him to do
that. Well,
right,
yeah,
away.
That would have been the only way. Without a hospital, obviously.
Again, that was not a bite. That was just the sign falling on her.
But it still would have stopped the infection.
But this is a different kind
it
of infection.
It would have been the same
real
kind of
infection.
Yeah.
Yeah, she probably would have still died. I mean, she probably would have.
Gangrene isn't good. Either way, you're going to chop it off. A doctor would. They'd even look at you and be like, it's gone.
Yeah. So.
Man, I don't know. Where do you think it's going to go from here?
What? I only got... two episodes left? Three episodes?
This was episode three.
I was like, what are we talking about?
They're only doing six?
Yeah, just like the first episode, or
first
season
of Walking
Dead.
Throwing it out there to see what how people...
If it sticks.
That makes sense, okay.
And I like it. I'm. It's a lot more...
The third episode was definitely the best of three.
Yeah,
so
far that was definitely the best, and it got intense.
That's the episode that should be an hour and a half.
I think it will kick off pretty crazy in the next one.
It ran late too. They ran about 10 minutes late, I believe, unless it got pushed back and I wasn't paying attention to the actual time when it started.
Yeah,
it was
good.
I watched it on DVR tonight, so right before we started recording this.
Yeah, it's a little longer than your usual television show.
It's good. I like it though. It's a lot more psychological. I mean, yeah, we saw the breakdown of Rick and the entire tribe in Walking Dead, but they were already in the midst of everything. They've already gone through it all.
And now we get
these are the people that had to. I don't know. This is actually how, you know, Glenn became Glenn. I know that's not the characters that are in it, but this is how those people became the people that are on Walking Dead. I mean, not the same characters, but these are the experience that had happened. They had to come to the grasp that this is actually happening. That my neighbor just ate my fucking dog. They have to think about that. They have to actually realize that. You may think it's not very entertaining because there's not a horde of zombies yet. It's just one in a house full of people that are dumb. But honestly, we all say we would be ready for it. I'm sure a lot of us are. But if you truly walked into a room and saw your mother eating your father or something along those lines, or your brother eating your sister, either way is bad. It's just, it would be terrible. You would at least have a moment to have to register that. It's not just good. It's not something that's going to be survival instinct. A lot of people think it is. I know. It's gonna be hard. I still plan on surviving.
Hopefully, yeah. We gotta.
Who knows what actually will happen to your psyche when you see that happen?
Right, it's not every day you just see somebody rip somebody's jugular.
That's something you can't unsee, that's for sure. I don't know. That would just be pretty brutal. It's like when it comes down to it, it's like, it's like we always picture ourselves being some sort of badass during the zombie apocalypse, but. It's like we either end up being one of those badasses or just another one in the herd. And so it's like, yeah, that's we don't want to be in the herd, but that's probably where we're going to end up.
That's if anybody's even actually a badass.
Right. Well, it's like during those riot scenes, they're too busy rioting and looting. And stuff. I want this flat screen TV. And
we do
like,
have to. continue, sorry.
Oh, no.
Something to say after you.
No, it's fine. It's just, it's like that's one of the times that they would get done. It was like, hey, man, I came back with this flat screen TV. This crazy motherfucker bit me while I was down there. But, you know, it's like, I got this TV for us now. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, he turns in the middle of the night and eats his family. That's how that Horde of Walkers starts, you know? It's like it just goes from one thing to another.
And then, like, Dawn of the Dead in, I think, 2005 or 2007? 2004. I think it was one. Two. Hi.
Just one of the great Snyder films.
When that little girl came in and attacked, what's his name? I can't remember.
But just that he didn't. Saying. Yeah, he wasn't really that important. He just.
You're horrible with names. I'm just gonna put that out there.
We're face so. People.
He was husband, and her real name was Sarah Polley. I don't remember what her name was on the movie, but
Claire.
Thank you. But he was just husband, soon to be dead husband, and.
Are you talking about the pregnant one?
No,
we're talking about the blonde nurse.
When it all starts,
not future from 8 Mile, right?
No,
no, just when the girl walks in there, and
he ain't the future of shit. He's just David fucking Porter. I don't know if you 8 Mile fans know whatever.
Mekhi Pfeiffer.
But yeah, that's
mom got my carpet. Mom's spaghetti.
Yeah, you're an asshole, Sean. I just want to throw that out there.
Throw that in there.
Literally.
Yeah. So,
so speaking of people dying, was it?
So at the end of the episode,
when
obviously the soldiers come in and stuff, do you think they're gonna just force them to stay in their own homes now? Is that the whole idea?
Kind of. I forget how it works.
Yeah, 'cause they're clearly marking all the ones of that were contaminated, all their houses.
Yeah, because they were spray painting.
Yeah,
over that.
But why would they make them stay there? I don't understand that. It's not
contain it would be their idea. It's a dumb one, but that'd be their idea, I would guess.
Like martial law, basically.
Stay inside your own home.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And they're probably taking the survivors elsewhere, so that's why they're marking the homes. There's nobody left in those homes. Except for maybe the infected.
It's still airborne at this point? Is that?
No one knows what it is. I don't even know what it is.
I mean, it would have had to have been airborne at some point, right?
Kirkman has never once said exactly what it is.
Which drives me crazy.
Just says that people have it.
Just everybody.
But you would think if it was airborne, it would spread quicker and more people, but.
So would food, so would water. Water would be almost the fastest, except for other countries.
But they're all drinking water and they're not turning after.
Or boiling
Whoa,
it properly.
Whoa, I'm
or something.
Talking about
well, no, but
the
remember
entire the entire purpose of the entire universe is already infected. Remember? That's
so it could have been like just a batch of bad strawberries and we don't even know.
Or
damn you, Driscolls! You
it could
dicks.
Just be one thing.
I mean, like a whole allergies. Field, obviously. Ass. I'm just saying.
Well, people, I don't think really.
Like Driscolls,
they're
a bunch
that,
of dicks,
but, like,
dude.
Poor little starving kids in Africa and stuff. I'm not sure they're eating strawberries. It's not really like.
Well, maybe
it's a delicacy there, so I guess maybe the fat rich people end up eating.
Some of those countries deep-fried bugs are the delicacy,
yeah.
So it's like, yeah, all right.
Maybe some American took a thing of fucking Driscoll strawberries over to Africa, and boom. You know?
The poor rich people start eating the poor people?
Probably, that's how I think of it.
No meat on the bones, though.
They don't care, they're zombies.
Yeah. There's meat on the brain.
Maybe.
They eat dogs. They like organs. They still have organs.
Yeah, they definitely like organs.
Not a lot of organs.
No, not a lot. But they will eat your insides, that's for sure.
So there's probably a lot of just dead things in Africa. They don't get far.
Yeah, still not.
Wait,
not
animals don't turn,
yeah.
Do they?
I don't know about in this universe, but other universe there has been. There is a survival guide out there that I've read, and they have this list of animals I can do.
Because if animals turn, Africa's the last damn place I'd want to be.
Bears,
zombie lion, dude.
Stay the fuck away from zoos.
Bears,
yeah, exactly.
Cats, dogs, so wolves included.
Chihuahuas.
a dog.
Zombie chihuahua.
Well, he's the cutest little dog, okay?
I don't think I'd be afraid of a zombie chihuahua.
No, I don't like chihuahuas.
Well, you love Boogie.
No.
Whatever.
Timmy has a vendetta against chihuahuas.
Yeah, but look at this face, dude. Look at that face.
It's a cute little thing, but it's not a dog.
He's got man biceps.
I've seen rats bigger than that thing.
Not with biceps like that.
Yes, huh?
He's built like a pit bull. With a chihuahua.
A sewer rat's built like a sewer rat.
This is a pretty nasty. This is a pretty buff chihuahua.
Yep. He's a bad motherfucker.
I've seen Buffer.
Welcome to Chihuahua
I've
Talk.
I've seen Buffer.
I don't want to talk about the Chihuahua.
Anyway, yeah, let's get off the Chihuahua talk. It's took a weird turn.
Right next to me.
That tends to happen.
Nobody wants that.
Surprisingly, Sean's not talking very much.
Oh, no, you guys are...
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. Keep going. I'm trying to think of what to say next, you know? It's like, we were just kind of... Like, I mean, we obviously the army's in town, so they're going to spend the next few episodes talking about that, but they didn't really give you much in the few spoiler scenes. You just know that they're going to be introducing a couple new characters. Looks like some sort of dick lieutenant, and then some army dude who's pretty going to be pretty helpful, the guy who's on the faculty.
I don't know. I'm terrified of going to any military operation during that. Because if people don't most people don't understand is they're like, we're gonna go get guns. That's cool. Don't go military bases because that's where the infected are gonna go first. Not because that's just what they're drawn to.
They're gonna be quarantined there.
Exactly. They're gonna be quarantined there. They're gonna have researchers researching there. They're gonna have wounded being helped there because that's where field medics are, and they're the ones that can help heal you quickly. I mean, not heal you, but at least patch you up. There's gonna be a lot of injuries. That's where they're going to be, so they can defend the best. But they're not gonna catch the fact that they're bringing the virus inside. They're gonna bring the first zombie inside, and they're gonna get eaten.
Yeah, they're gonna catch the fact when it's too late.
It always happens that way. That's what's gonna happen in real life. That is what's going to happen in real life.
Because nobody's going to believe that it's happening.
It's either going to happen at a military base because governments are fucked up. I'm not even just saying ours. I'm saying all governments are fucked up. I could see Russia creating a zombie virus because they're just screwed up.
Well, and I can see that's what's getting a lot of people turned too. Them going out there and trying to be all yippee-ki-yay motherfucker on some of these zombies. And then they mess up and now, boom, they're zombie food. So it's like...
Exactly, but they're also not thinking that guns, loud, driving cars around, like squealing tires and being loud, obnoxious, and honking horns, and riding loud. That's going to attract all of that to you, and that's what a lot of it doesn't show. I mean, they go a little bit over that in Walking Dead recently, but a lot of that is still, look at me, this is the first time I've ever held a gun in my hand. I can shoot you in the head. Immediately. I'm liking the fact that they can't do this. They can't kill them immediately. There's actually a little bit of suspense.
Indeed. Indeed. Did I just see what I think I just saw? It said Facebook is actually working on a dislike button?
Yeah, that's exactly what this says.
So now people can actually be like, no, fuck your comments. I don't like these.
Yeah, according to Zuckerberg, they're working on it, and they're very close to shipping a test of it.
I wonder what that means.
So now people can be even bigger dicks.
Yeah, how do they ship a test of an internet program?
Great. I know some friends that are going to love the dislike button. They're going to dislike everything. People post.
I'm not a poet.
That's why I was glad to find those bummer dinosaurs.
Okay, so now I have a question. Is Facebook trying to cause a civil war? No, we just want everybody to hate everybody. Now everybody can just be assholes to everybody.
Yeah, but then again, that's the thing, is everybody gets a voice on Facebook. That's why. Everybody gets to say something or share.
If you dislike something, don't like it.
Yeah, exactly. You just keep scrolling. Just I don't. Yeah, if you don't need to dislike it,
it's
just
not something you're interested
it.
In.
Well, and people are so easily offended these days. And
dude,
this is ridiculous. And
oh God, everything offends everybody.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like, if it doesn't pertain to you, then just shut up.
We've probably lost like 12 listeners just because I say fuck all the time, and I can't help it because that's just how I was raised.
Those were the
generous
only
that
12.
We had 12 listeners to begin with.
Huh? You ran off our only 12.
I haven't talked to my biological father in 10 years because I said fuck on my Facebook.
Oh. See?
Facebook ruins families.
Yeah. Remember when it used to only be for college kids? Now there's probably like a meme site that's like, fuck college.
Ugh, no shit.
College? I don't know. Aside from a flashy piece of paper, I don't...
Right, and maybe the possibility of killing somebody in your sorority.
What?
There's usually always, like, if you look every once a year, somebody in some sorority's died or some shit like that.
But why did you have to go with your killing somebody, dude? Are you planning on killing sorority people at the
time? No, it's just a it's
listen,
just a
first
joke.
You puke
Jesus
on my
Christ.
Carpet and rub it in with your foot.
Now you're
gonna
and
kill now you're
going to
kill sweet sorority girls.
Please, everybody knows that none
sweet?
Of us have
no.
gone
yeah,
to
no,
college.
Yeah,
so.
No, yeah, good point.
I've been in college.
That doesn't mean Sean's going to go kill him.
I went to a trade college. Doesn't matter. It doesn't mean it's an actual college.
That's rude to say.
Sorry. But I mean, unless it's like one of those Emily Griffith things, then that's awesome. Because she teaches people to weld. Is that where you went to learn to weld?
No, I learned to weld on my own.
Herself.
Oh,
no,
really?
Yeah. No one taught
me. She teaches them how to weld.
That's just...
I don't think she personally does that.
She all comes down... Yeah, boys. Yeah. How do you gotta put all this little leather on?
It's just like when you go to Wendy's, that bitch gives you her your food too, you know.
Oh God!
It's not in a fancy bowl.
I love the Wendy's girl, but I don't love Wendy the girl.
That is funny.
If that makes any sense at all. And I probably just lost the last.
God
brain
damn
just kind of bent a little bit on that one.
No, they're like, no, we prefer the new Wendy girl. It's okay. That's why they stopped using the actual Wendy for the commercials.
Are you talking about the one that sings or whatever about salads and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the actual one, not cute.
not cute.
No, what the hell happened there?
She was fed Wendy's girl.
Okay, good lord. Those square patties ruined her lives.
Oh, good
She's
lord.
Like, I love Baconators.
Make that. Put that shit on French fries now. Do it. Do it.
Yeah. When are they going to start adding patties?
Put me back in a commercial.
We can't fit you out of the building.
They bring the cameras here.
We can't fit you into the frame even with widescreen now.
She's gonna start taking things hostage like sloth.
Hey, you guys.
Oh, man.
It's going to be bad.
I mean, I'm not... No,
and
you know,
now we're all assholes.
Yeah, I'm not trying to throw out fat people, but if you're going to be a spokesperson for a fast food restaurant and you don't want people thinking that your product makes you fat, then you probably shouldn't be a fat ass yourself. That's all I'm saying.
Just
it
like you shouldn't
sense.
Be a child molester. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Like
Jared.
Yeah, I'll take my sandwich without the 5-year-old kid, dude.
Sorry, I'm just gonna say, you don't have to be famous not to like children. That's just disgusting.
Right?
Yeah.
That shouldn't be the only way you drive yourself away from
that.
Middle, just saying it's not right.
Middle class can't like children either, Scott.
No one can. Children can
give
like
the
children.
Poor something, Tim. I'm just kidding.
No. That's what's happening. Is that what happened to you?
I'm not that poor.
But that is weird strange motivation, though.
I'm lower middle
and
class.
Now we're arrogant subdivisions. Thanks for that.
Well,
it's arrogant
just,
Texas assholes.
I know.
It's just weird to think that Jared lost all that weight, but it wasn't just on the Subway sandwiches. Now we know that the walking and running he was doing was after little children.
Yeah, it's sad.
They're obviously hard to catch. That's why he's like, I got skinnier, and then I can catch those little sons of bitches.
I have no idea.
BMTs.
Like, I didn't look into it at all. So do we know the age of the children?
I think they were like 16, 17. I don't think they were too young. He wasn't like lathering up like toddlers with sweet onion sauce or anything.
Sweet onion. Yeah.
I got
turned up.
He's in Western mayo. He's like, I'll take little Cindy on Italian herbs and cheese. It's like, what the fuck did you just say?
You ready for some meatballs?
Get out of here, Jared.
No more for you.
No. Oh, man.
I remember some sort of, it was actually a Ghostbusters fan film. It was a Ghostbusters versus Freddy Krueger. Freddy Krueger actually killed Jared in that. So even back then, this was 2007, they knew he was trouble.
Jared and Freddy would be friends now.
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah. Because Freddy'd be mad because Jared actually gets to still molest
him. Maybe Freddy did kill him in that movie, and that was just Freddy controlling Jared's body.
Right. And he's like, welcome to prime time, like bitch. Hey, I dig that idea.
Do you think that's why they never came out with any good Happy Meal toys?
I don't know. Yes, Subway
for his promise to, hey, I got a better toy for you. Come here.
Ooh, he's like, you want a Huffy? Got it in this windowless van.
Oh, Jared, you terrible, terrible person.
Well, in the most ironic, you made a bunch of money off losing weight because you ate sandwiches. Like, you were living the good life.
Well, yeah, but
not
just...
You have to go, but fuck kids, dude. That's not cool.
Well, exactly.
You have money, bro. Like, just get a Tinder account or something and just like some chicks.
Dude, I'm
like,
sure.
Oh, I banged the guy from Subway. Like,
I know.
Cool.
I was going to say, there's chicks out there that'll bang a celebrity person.
Oh, yeah.
Just because your name was on a Subway sandwich, that bitch will fuck you. That's just how girls are.
Bang me in those big-ass jeans from the commercial. They would
love
exactly.
That. Funny you bring those up because there was actually a game on the Subway website where it was see how many kids you can fit into Jared's old pants.
Oh, no.
You're serious?
That was serious, yes. And it was even up on the website up until recently.
Oh, that is great. I love it.
Yeah, it like,
I wonder how many he fit.
I wonder how many guys in prison are fitting in his pants now.
Probably a lot.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Fill his holes.
He's probably taking 6-inch and footlongs. For sure.
He ain't getting fat-free mayonnaise at all.
No, God, he's
getting the full protein.
Thick.
Is there still like a $2.50 6-inch he gets every day? He's like, today it's turkey.
The only bread choices are black or white. That's it.
Oh, I'm sure there's some tortillas in there.
Oh, there's your flatbread. God, that's horrible. Are we editing that?
It's like make room for some meatballs.
I don't care. This is the most random podcast ever.
It really is. I don't know what you guys expected with me here. You know.
We really have yet to.
Huh?
No.
Well, we didn't even talk about this Chinese show you guys put on here.
It's Japanese, dick,
and it's called Sword
Chinese
Art Online.
It's a new anime that, just well, none
not
of us
new-ish.
Really. Yeah, well, it's not new, but new
we're
to
new
us.
We're new to it. We're new to anime, period.
Yeah, none of us really care for anime all that much, but one by one, we've all kind of fallen into this one, and so far, I'm only 6 episodes in, but I'm really liking
it. It has a lot to do with the gamer thing, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely.
All of us can relate.
For those of you that don't know, it's basically about, 10,000 plus people that get trapped in a virtual...
Yeah, definitely more than that, but...
10,000 hard copies, and then there was all
the
beta testers.
Yeah. So, yeah, probably 10,000-ish players.
But they all get...
Because that's only copies of games, not copies of headsets.
But they all get trapped in a virtual reality game by the creator of the game.
An MMO.
And so if you take off if someone takes the helmet off of you or you die in the game, you die in real life.
Like the Matrix.
Yeah, basically.
But this is much funner than the Matrix.
Yeah, but and the only way to get out is to reach and beat level 100. But so far I'm really liking out. Timmy, you completely finished season 1, right?
Yeah. Far. Watched a lot of it. It has a lot of good things.
Yeah, I'm only 12 episodes in.
And there's only 25 in the first season that I've seen.
Nice.
I can't. We're working on getting the rest of them to watch. This part's really fucked up. We've been having it playing in the background for a while.
I really like that they all have, like, super pointy chins.
Well, it's still anime.
They got them anime faces. That's all they got. They just
well, like that guy with the soul patch goatee?
Yeah, what? That's like...
You'll see him again later.
Yeah.
Ryu or
no.
No.
Glenn or
Glenn. No.
Kian. Oh, yeah, this scene is really
I think it's
Kian.
Yeah, it's a
sad.
Trap. They needed Akbar to be outside that room.
Yeah.
Don't go in there. It's a trap.
It's a trap.
But yeah, this show's about a bunch of people getting trapped in there.
But he gets out.
What?
Oh, no, I'm just saying. That's crazy. This guy's so...
Oh, well, that's because
awesome.
Kirito, I can't remember his non-screen name, because that's his screen name.
Kirito.
And he is, like, the best gamer in the absolute world. I have determined that, because he can... Yeah. Watching these... The only thing I...
Yeah, it just bums you out, because you realize that when they do that, they disappear like that, that they're actually dead. They're dead for real.
They're dead for real, yes, absolutely. Dead.
Bam. They're kids, man.
A lot of them, yes. A lot of them are in high school. Kirito is only 16.
Yeah, and that's
I think that's what it was.
As soon 16? As kids... I'm sorry, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. As soon as kids started dying in real life, they would find this creator and his ass would be in jail. If this was real, unless they're just like, nah, it's Japan, it's okay.
I don't know. It's a weird universe. They never explain... They don't actually go into the whole politics of everything.
Right.
Because at first, nobody knows what's going on.
Well, yeah, because as soon as people actually start being able to die in video games and real life things, that's going to be like some sort of weird underground Russian roulette sort of weird situation. You're playing virtual Russian roulette, but it's like just... You actually die. It's like, what the fuck was that? Everything is like some weird fucked up saw trap or something.
That's horrible.
Yeah. But that's what this basically is like. Oh my god, if you could die inside of any
right.
of me.
Well, yeah, and it reminds me a lot of I don't think either of you read it, but that book Ready Player One.
You haven't let me borrow it yet.
I need to find where it's at.
It's
I know
right there.
It's
I'm looking right at it.
Oh, are you? All right.
I've
take
been
it
waiting
home
for
you
to give it to me so I could read
there
it.
There it is.
Yeah,
right over there, apparently.
Gross.
I still don't see it, but grab it.
It's next to Thundercats.
Yeah, next to Thundercats.
Oh.
You don't have your freaking eyes on.
I do, but...
You still can't see.
Yeah.
They're still not better than your actual eyes.
I don't know if they make his actual eyes work, right?
I'm talking about his glasses.
Oh, those. Yes.
Can't see with his glasses. He's like Velma.
He's just trying to be like, I am suave. It would definitely be interesting. That's why I'm interested to see what's going on in the further seasons. I'm only 12 episodes in on this.
Anything.
No. I'm kind of letting you guys carry it here.
Just because we've seen more episodes, but again, that's just... It's an interesting concept, that's for damn sure. I just like a good game with an interesting concept, but this is just a show with an interesting concept.
There's games.
Oh, there is games for this?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I think they're mainly like handheld games, PSP.
Of course, they're always handheld games.
Yeah. All the good Japanese ones usually are anymore.
Pokemon!
Yeah, I definitely like getting down to Pokemon.
I
want to
play that new Pokemon Go.
Yeah,
for
that's
the phone.
Gonna be cool.
That looks amazing. But
well, it only makes sense to bring Pokemon to
a stupid Windows phone. I should sue them for wasting my time with just such a shitty phone.
Right,
yeah,
that thing,
obviously
yeah.
They're not an endorsement.
I'm sorry.
No, I agree with you. They make a shitty phone. They make,
great
everything else.
Yeah, I love their
phone.
Freaking Xbox, but God, I hate their phones.
Welcome to Shitty Wax, where we got shitty Windows phones.
But yeah, the Pokemon Go. I mean, it only makes sense to bring Pokemon to a phone. It's the only...
Yeah, you can like virtually catch a Pokemon.
Yeah, they're going to make so much money off of that.
And then they're going to lose so much money from the first person that runs into traffic trying to catch a Pikachu.
No, they'll have some kind of disclaimer.
Right? Don't use while you're driving, dumbass. Just, God, everybody, just have somebody in the back seat. Put it down. Put it down. Don't. No, you're driving. Don't worry about Pokemon. You're driving. The only thing you can do with your car, you're going to catch it by running it over. Nobody wants a Pokemon with tread marks.
Yeah, my friend John said that. From the playing Destiny. Sorry.
Destiny, huh?
Yeah.
Didn't you say you beat that in like a day?
Oh, Taken King, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
It came out today and I beat it today.
Oh, all okay, so it's all today? Damn.
Okay.
Wow.
Damn. I play first person shooters.
Oh, I gotcha, but was it just an add on or?
Kinda.
Oh, okay.
I haven't beat everything that's gotten.
You just beat the main story?
Yeah. Me and a couple buddies played through the story. Not John, it was Flash and Superman. I don't know, sorry, Spider-Man and Superman.
Nice. Yeah, it's always good to have some people on your side there. Yeah, but if you had to do it by yourself, then yeah, that would take a hell of a lot longer.
Well, yeah. Plus, I don't know, it was fun.
Alright, well, I think we're going to go ahead and call that an episode. We will be back on Friday, and then next weekend we will be down in Colorado Springs doing an episode with Bitface, talking all about video games and all that good stuff. So make sure you tune in for that. Until then, guys, keep it nerdy.